Hi, I'm Zach Siegel, and I'll be your host today. This is my NFL podcast entitled Everything You Need to Know About the NFL. For my first episode, I'd like to summarize the NFL offseason for you. Before we start, make sure to like this podcast. There were so many signings and trades this offseason that if I wanted to go over all of them, this podcast would be hours long. So I'm just going to talk about the more important ones. First, the Cowboys franchise tagged Dak Prescott, their quarterback, out of Mississippi State, in order to keep him and talk about a long-term deal during the season. Personally, I'm a huge fan of the signing, and I think that Jerry Jones did a great job. Even if they'll be paying him a lot of money for 1 year, it's worth it because it gives them time to hopefully re-sign him. Next, the Chiefs franchise tagged Chris Jones. Chris Jones is one of their defensive linemen. This deal, however, is not a smart move. They could have let Chris Jones walk and get Jadeveon Clowney for cheaper. While many people could argue that Chris Jones is a better pass rusher, Jadeveon Clowney is better, and they could have him for cheaper. Chris Jones will be paid $16.1 million this year, and Clowney now is asking for $14 million from a good team. The Chiefs definitely qualify as a good team. They won the Super Bowl last year. Next, Drew Brees re-signed with the Saints for a year. This could have gone either way. Drew Brees is 41 years old, making him the second oldest starting QB in the league. They also signed Jameis Winston, who could fit in with their offense. They signed him from the Buccaneers, who now have Tom Brady. They also have the versatile Taysom Hill, who can play basically any position on offense. It really just depends on your opinion to see if this deal was a good one or not. I think the Saints want to make one final run with Drew Brees before he retires. However, this contract is 2 years long, and he might be retired by then. Next, and this is one of the blockbusters this year, the GOAT. Tom Brady decides to leave the Patriots and sign a 2-year, $50 million contract with the Buccaneers. This is a great deal for the Bucs. Tom Brady will be on a team with a much better receiving corps. This receiving corps includes Chris Godwin, a fast up-and-coming receiver, and Mike Evans, who has arguably the best hands in the NFL. This is certainly an upgrade from Julian Edelman and Mohamed Sanu Sr., who might be cut this year. Don't expect too much from the Bucs, however. Their defense will not be an upgrade from the stacked Patriots. Although, the Bucs did franchise tag a great young defender in Shaquille Barrett. Next, Philip Rivers decided to leave the Chargers, and he signed a $25 million one-year deal with the Colts. They will have T.Y. Hilton and Jack Doyle, the Pro Bowl tight end, and this will make a formidable offense. The Colts could find themselves in luck for the first time since Andrew Luck retired. Next, one of the best one-on-one cornerbacks in the NFL signed with a new team. Chris Harris left the Broncos and signed with the Chargers in order to push up the secondary. He will join one of the most stacked defenses in the NFL with many budding stars, including Desmond King, who has a real shot of Defensive Player of the Year. Next, the Cowboys' ace receiver, Amari Cooper, signed a 5-year, $100 million deal with the Cowboys. Without Amari Cooper, the Cowboys' receiving corps would be atrocious, even though they drafted CeeDee Lamb with the 17th pick in the first round, and they have a budding star in Michael Gallup. However, Amari Cooper is easily the best receiver on the Cowboys, and even in his division. The Redskins, Giants, and Eagles' receivers need to be upgraded badly. Next, Calais Campbell decided to spend his final years in Baltimore, and Derek Wolfe signed with Baltimore too. They'll make this new defensive line stacked. The Ravens traded away Chris Wormley to the division rival Steelers, and they let Michael Pierce sign with the Vikings. So now their defensive line will feature Calais Campbell, Derek Wolfe, Brandon Williams, and probably Justin Matabike out of Texas A&M, who's one of the strongest defensive linemen ever. The Ravens filled one of their biggest needs this offense, and the Ravens filled their biggest needs this offense, and defensive line was one of them. Next, Byron Jones, who was one of the best zone covers, has decided to join the Dolphins defense that features like 5,000 former New England Patriots. He will sign an $82.5 million contract for 5 years. This will make the Dolphins defense even more formidable. The Dolphins have decided to redo their defense under their new coach, Brian Flores, and they drafted accordingly. And although they did draft Tua Tagovailoa in the first round out of Alabama with the 5th pick. Then, Justin Simmons, the safety on the Broncos, got franchise tagged. He has gotten comparisons to both Earl Thomas and Tyrann Mathieu, who are two of the best cornerbacks or the best safeties in the NFL. He's both fast and strong. He has also emerged as one of the best cover safeties in the NFL, and this allows the Broncos to play more complex defensive styles with Von Miller up front. For the next move this offseason, we have a blockbuster. The Houston Texans traded away arguably the best receiver in the NFL for a little over-average running back, whose career is close to its end. The Texans will get David Johnson, a second-round pick this year, and a fourth-round pick next year. The Cardinals will get DeAndre Hopkins, and a fourth-round pick. This is one of the worst moves the Texans have ever made. They'll be stuck with Will Fuller, Brandon Stills, and Kiki Kuti, who aren't that bad as their top three receivers. Especially for a budding star in QB Deshaun Watson, this trade hurts. Hopkins and Watson were arguably the best wide receiver quarterback combo in the league. Meanwhile, they'll get David Johnson and use him as much as he was used on the Cardinals. They would have to change their offense completely. The Cardinals, however, got Hopkins to help with their quarterback Kyler Murray, who's also a budding star. Coming up next, the Ravens trade their backup tight end, Hayden Hurst, to the Falcons for a second-round pick. The Ravens used this pick for Ohio State running back J.K. Dobbins. The Ravens got a very good deal for their backup tight end, and they still have Nick Boyle, who's definitely the best blocking tight end in the game, and Mark Andrews, who's one of the best receiving tight ends in the game. This still makes a formidable combo. The Falcons, who lost Austin Hooper to the Browns in free agency, are getting a quality tight end and one who is one of the best all-around tight ends in the NFL. He can block and catch. This deal proved to be a quality trade for both teams, however, for different reasons. Next, Derrick Henry, arguably the best running back in the NFL, got franchise tagged by the Titans. The only other running back in the league who's even close to him is superstar Christian McCaffrey, who's one of the most versatile players in the NFL and easily the most versatile running back. The situation is similar to the Cowboys and Dak Prescott. They franchise tagged him so that hopefully he would sign a big deal with them. Next, one of the best catching tight ends will join up with David Njoku and Baker Mayfield to make a splash in the AFC North. As mentioned earlier, Austin Hooper will sign with the Browns. They will also be contested by the Ravens, who have the second-best odds to win the Super Bowl. Matt Judon also signed a franchise tag with the Ravens as they decided between Ronnie Stanley, the All-Pro offensive lineman, and him for who they wanted to give a huge deal to. Lastly, Melvin Gordon signed a deal with the Broncos. He will join a young running back by the name of Philip Lindsay, who could be very exciting in a couple of years. Okay, I couldn't resist giving you one more. Vic Beasley, the former Atlanta Falcon, signed a one-year, $9.5 million contract with the Titans, who are looking to bolster their defense. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and join me next time. Next time, we'll be talking about the first round of the NFL draft. Thank you.